This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. Kurt, what did we see in the grain markets today?
Well, we expected a little short covering ahead of the weekend and ahead of month end, but boy, we started out firmer overnight, had a little giddy up to the market, and once again, Friday, we kind of deteriorated, eroded. Corn on the day down 2 to 4 cents, beans down 4-6 cents, wheat down 2 to 3 cents. It felt heavier than that for some reason. Main thing they're looking at is a little bit better of a forecast in here. We're still trying to look at trying to get that last 10% of the crop in the ground. That'll continue to be debated, but the forecast is a little bit more favorable. It's hard for the trade to get too bullish with wet weather, so it's going to take a little time if that's going to happen. But the thorn in the side is the weak sales as far as demand. It's a routine. This morning's weekly export sales report came in just about as expected for the most part. Nothing stuck out. But the big thing on sales is the new crop sales. We're not seeing any big, large new crop sales, particularly from Asia. And typically this time of the year, they start buying for this fall and early winter delivery.
That again was Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At the close, July corn down 2.5 at 446 and a quarter. July soybeans down 4 3/4 at 1205 even. July soybean meal up 110 at 364.70. Soybean oil down 20 cents at 45.52. On the Merck, June live cattle down a dollar at 181.55. August feeders down 267 at 256.40. June lean hogs up 37 cents at 94.35. That's been a check of the closing markets. I'm Riley Smith.